Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a
city. Hello, everybody. God bless you this morning. Welcome to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we are going to be talking about Will T.D. Jakes Please Buy Paula White Some Windows, Part 2. And we'll be bringing Karen Pansler on the line here in a moment. I want to let you know that we do have a website, propheticnews.com. We also have two YouTube channels. One is Jonah T48, and the other is Prophetic News TV. So you can go there and look at the video that we did. Karen took the pictures, so the pictures belong to us and not to anybody else. But anyway, I'm bringing Karen on now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Susan.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today, Susan. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
So we had been following this story about the Without Walls Church in Lakeland, Florida, that is now closed and abandoned, basically. It's been closed, I think, since maybe the end of August or September, when the fire department posted a notice on the door that the building had to be vacated because the electricity had been turned off. It was reported in one of the papers that the electric bill was not paid. So anyway, this building seats, the church building seats over 9,000. There's about 65 acres of property there. There's also an old historic building, which was a carpenter's retirement home up until about the 70s. It was built in the 1920s. And anyway, we had posted, Karen had been out there and she took photographs, and she's been our reporter on the scene there, really. But we had put up a video on YouTube, and someone from Without Walls, I don't know if it was Paul or who it was, but anyway, they filed a copyright complaint against the video, and then YouTube took it down, which it's a bogus copyright claim, because there is a law that protects people. It's called the Fair Use Law, and they know that they don't have any legal basis to do that, but they just want to harass you. It's called censorship, but we're only reporting a story, and you know, we have every right to do that. So, Karen, you had been out there actually Sunday, and tell us what you saw after we had reported. Anyway, I had called Without Walls in Tampa to let them know the building was being vandalized, that there was broken windows, that the doors were open. And so it was about 10 days later, and you went back over there, and what did you see?
Well, Susan, what I saw was a pathetic, it would be laughable if it weren't so pathetic, attempt to cover up some of the windows. They put, it looked like garbage bags over some of the windows. They did put no trespassing signs on the door, on the outside of the door, but the doors were still open. As to whether they did try to lock them and people reentered the building, I don't know. But they didn't padlock them. In other words, there was no wholehearted attempt to keep people from going into the building or to make any repairs.
Yeah. Now, this is supposedly a prosperity ministry, and even Paula has claimed that she broke the back of poverty when she sowed, I don't know what it was, her $1,000 seed or her $200 seed to Mike Murdoch. But if you can't even afford to, now I don't even know if they own the building anymore. I don't know if it's been if it's in foreclosure, or if they're trying to sell it. I haven't really found that out yet. But whoever owns it doesn't appear to care about it, because instead of putting in plywood or going over and buying a piece of glass, it doesn't cost much for glass, and I can cut glass. I know how to cut a piece of glass with a glass cutter. And at least trying to board up the window so that you don't get vandals in there. It's already been spray painted with graffiti. Karen had looked through the window, and she saw some of the graffiti had been spray painted inside the building. And it can also rain inside there. So it's causing damage to an historic building. They do have a television ministry, which I'm sure costs them millions of dollars. And I'm very curious as to why they can't buy windows. And like I said on my program last night, Paula supposedly, it was reported, she bought T.D. Jakes a Bentley a few years ago, a $200,000, $300,000 car. I want to know why T.D. Jakes can't buy Paula some windows, or Mike Murdoch or somebody. It is really, really, like you said, pathetic. But what else did you see when you were out there?
Well, Susan, let me go back a little bit to what we talked about in another program. I mean, it isn't even just the recent neglect. It's been years of neglect. The wood window frames are rotting because they haven't been painted in years.
Yeah, I saw that in one of the photos. Yeah.
So it's not just like a few broken windows that just maybe might have happened, because we don't know when it happened. But you can obviously tell it's been years of neglect. So even when they had the church over there before leaving it, it was not maintained. They didn't care then.
Yeah.
So other than the doors open and some plastic bags over the windows, and frankly, some of the windows were not even covered, they tried on one, it seems like just on some of the windows. There were still some windows on the lower level, the ground level, that they made no attempt to cover with plywood or even plastic bags for that matter. They just randomly, well, actually the window they covered was the one that you used in the video.
Yeah.
The one with the window pane hanging down, or
the
bottom part, that's the one they tried to cover.
Yeah, so they must have watched the video.
Right, because there were windows on the other side of the building where someone could get in, but they made no attempt to cover those.
Yeah. That is very alarming. I don't understand why a ministry of that size, they don't have a carpenter in the church or a contractor. Or it's like we cared more about the building and what was happening at the building than they did. That's what it seemed like. I even went to sleep the other night worrying about it being open and vandals getting in and ruining it. And I'm thinking to myself, why doesn't somebody else care about this building? I don't even live in Lakeland. You do.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was thinking even this morning, because I do live in the community, and the city of Lakeland has taken great pride in the last few years in restoring our downtown. We have a lot of historic buildings, and they've done a beautiful job working with business owners in that downtown to restore them. And I thought, I kept thinking, that carpenter's home is the only eyesore that I know of in this area, in our town. And it's almost an affront to our community, because we, you know, downtown, we're taking pride in our historic buildings. And this is a church.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even a secular building. It's not a business. It is a church. And they have this great eyesore in our community, and they just don't care.
No. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that we invite Paula White or any representative from her ministry to come on the program if they'd like. You can see, really, to me, it's a form of revenge when a so-called ministry will try to censor you by filing copyright complaints against you on YouTube so that your news story is taken down. And that's really not the Christian way to do things. I extended my hand of friendship, really, and of Christian love by calling the ministry when no one else cared, because I had called someone there in Lakeland, one of their ex-pastors, and I left a message there about the building, and they didn't do anything about it that I know of. I don't know if they sent somebody over, or they were telling me, well, you have to call Tampa. And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, I have to call Tampa? You were one of her pastors. Why don't you call Tampa and tell them what's going on? So I extend my hand of friendship to that ministry, as far as I care about what's happening there to those buildings, a building that was built in 1929. Has a great history. It's a beautiful building. It should not be left there for bats and rats and mice and homeless people or whatever to go in there and to damage it. It should be secured. And I'm calling on T.D. Jakes and Mike Murdoch and anybody else that wants to buy some windows for that building to protect it and some locks. Padlocks or something for the doors to secure it. So they're welcome to come here, to come on this program, and to defend what's going on. But I decided to make it a news story on this program and on YouTube, hoping that someone would do something. And that's the only reason why we did it. We are not out to get Paula White or that's not our motivation. The motivation was to see that the building was secured and it wasn't destroyed. So,
and hopefully restored. hopefully they'll not only secure it, but if they're going to hang on to it for a while, hopefully to begin to make repairs, even in the best interests of our community. You know, like I said, I live here, and it is a great eyesore to our community.
Yeah,
and
they don't
call
it Lakeland for nothing. I mean,
right.
It's a beautiful area, and there is a lake actually on the property there. It is really a very beautiful piece of property, and it is a public road. Is that correct, Karen?
Yes.
The road that goes out to that church is a public road?
Yes.
Yeah, so anybody can use the road to go out there. And Karen had reported last week that people were actually bringing their dogs out there and walking their dogs and using it as a dog park. And we know what people, they don't use their yard for their dog. So we want to see something done. Hopefully the building will be sold or come into the possession of someone that can restore it and use it for the glory of God. So I'm praying for Paula White. We pray for her, and we wish the best for her. We hope that it's a wake-up call, that seed sowing and all this manipulation that you do, it doesn't work. We can't take advantage of God's people for our own gain. Because when you build something on sand, it's going to collapse. So you have to build it on the Word of God. And that's what we hope, that we see the situation resolved. But I want to thank you for coming on this morning, Karen.
You're welcome.
And please keep us updated. If you go out there again, let us know what you see, and we'll report on it again.
Okay, I hope I have a good report for you next time.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope
thank you
so,
very
too.
Thank you very
all
much,
right,
Susan.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. and we'll keep you abreast of the situation out there. And tune in on Saturday for our program on Blog Talk Radio. It comes on at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Prophetic News TV and Jonah T48, and our website, propheticnews.com. Some great articles there for you. So God bless you, and we'll be talking to you soon, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.